Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Bird Show.
All right, this was Shelley on Friday's show telling us that this was going to be a pretty epic weekend for her.
Well, my grandmother, she told me a story about 6 years ago that my mother, that there was a secret about my mother that she would never reveal. Over the last year or so, this has really eaten at me, wanting to know what the big secret was about my mother. So I confronted my father with it about 6 months ago and asked him. My father did tell me that he did hear a story years ago that my mother had a baby with her first husband and that she had given up to him because he was born club-footed. Since then, over the last couple months, it's been weighing very heavy on my heart. And then last week, I opened a fortune cookie, and it said, ask your mother. So this weekend, I'm prepared to ask my mother, do I have another sibling?
So that was Shelley on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Did that sound voice disguised?
I don't think
so. Don't think so.
No.
It was not. Okay.
It was nope.
All yep. Right.
Negatory.
Hey, Shelley, how did the weekend go? What'd you find out?
I didn't find anything over the weekend, but I did this morning. My mother came to my house and was the first opportunity for me to confront her, and she did deny it. She did not get very emotional, which made me think that she was probably telling the truth. However, she added a whole new twist to the situation because now the fingers pointed at my father. She said that he had an affair on her when she was pregnant with her second-to-last baby, and that was back in 1975, and that the woman by the name of Carol then moved off to California and had a son by my father.
Mm. Oh.
Carol from California.
Okay, so
yes.
So there is
so now,
a half-sibling.
So now I supposedly do have a brother, but not by her.
But from your dad.
Dad.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Are you going to pursue that as well?
I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now I have a whole nother confrontation.
Yeah. Who do you believe more? Your mom?
I believe my mother more.
Okay.
I got to be honest, I'm trying to connect with everybody else that we're going to have on, so I missed the whole first part of this conversation. What happened?
Her father had the affair and had a child out of wedlock.
Oh.
With another woman.
So gotcha.
She has a half-sibling.
Okay.
But it's from dad, not mom.
Wow.
It's what mom says, and she believes mom more.
And then you said
I believe mom, but I still don't know what the deep secret about my mother was that my grandmother wanted to reveal to me.
Boy, that's going to drive you crazy.
Yes, and is also driving my mother crazy this morning.
What do you
I
left?
Think you need to get another fortune cookie. Because that led you in the right direction the first time
and
around.
You need to say, ask your father.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're going to give a deep, dark secret upon your deathbed, just say it. You know, just
be cryptic about it.
The clock is ticking.
Don't ask other people or ask your mom
Melissa,
or dad. Just say it.
Something I've always wanted to tell you.
Ask your mama.
Yeah, this isn't a movie. James
no,
Cameron's not in that room with you.
All
right, Shelley.
Well, see, the way my family is, too, though, my aunts and uncles, everyone, there's just so much drama in my family that I couldn't understand how anyone could keep such a secret like that.
Every family's got a secret.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you dig deep in your own family, everybody, there's something that mm-hmm. happened that everybody, yeah, I think everybody's got a secret.
And in
yeah,
a lot of cases,
you're
just better off not knowing.
But it might be really cool to get to know your half-sibling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that might be really a good thing.
Opens
well,
up all the world.
And I'm not close to any of my other siblings that my biological, between my mother and my father, we're just all so totally different. that I, it's like I don't have any brothers or sisters. So for me, it's a really big deal. If I do have another sibling out there, we may be able to connect.
Right.
Very cool.
Chinese takeout tonight.
I know.
Fortune cookies.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Chinese fire drill tomorrow.
Thank you for giving us the update. Ancient good Chinese luck, Shelley.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. This was Carolyn on Friday.
I'm actually meeting a half-brother that I haven't seen since he was an infant, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Wow, that'll be cool.
Yeah. Well, my parents got divorced when I was really, really, really young, probably about 3 or 4 years old, and my dad got primary custody of me, and my mom had a sibling after the fact, and I remember him vaguely from when I was that age, but he lives up in Jersey, and I live down here now, so I'll be meeting him for the first time, and he's 21 years old.
So that was exciting. Let's see how it went. Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Great.
Good.
So what happened?
Well, it didn't happen.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
Well, apparently, when he first got with me on the idea of him coming through and meeting me, he was actually at work at the time. He works evening. So he was texting me, and it seemed kind of funny to me that he'd be coming down I-85 in the first place from New Jersey. So I did ask him, which way are you coming down? And I asked him, are you coming down I-85? And he goes, yeah. I don't know if he doesn't know which road's what. I don't know. He ended up coming down I-95. So by the time I found out about it on Sunday morning, it was way too late to actually drive out that way to meet up with him.
Oh, what a bummer.
So he's actually coming back up this weekend.
Oh,
so
good.
We are way all over it this time, and we are pretty much either I'm going to go out that way and meet up with him somewhere around Savannah, or he's going to detour up this way through on 85 and head up.
Okay,
that's awesome. Good.
It's still going to happen, but it's got to be a little disappointing because I'm so fired up about it, right?
I didn't actually find out about it until, like, he was talking about, oh, yeah, I'm in South Carolina, blah, 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 where do you want to meet? You know, like, we were already, like, in the process of planning it, and he ends up coming out with the fact that, oh, I'm about 70 miles from Savannah. I'm like, what? That's not the right way. It's not the right... Where are you coming from? What road are you on? And he comes out with I-95. I'm like, oh.
Everybody's thinking the Northerners think George is like, you know, 50 miles by 50 miles.
I think everybody thinks any cities within a state are right next to each other.
Yeah, they got
to
be right next to each other.
Oh, yeah. Savannah, Atlanta, they're just right.
I'm
in Georgia.
Yeah. I don't know if he just misread the text when I initially asked him about it, because 8 kind of looks like a 9, and I don't know if he just skimmed over it.
The problem is, he's a guy.
He's a dude.
Yeah.
And he's 21.
I don't know. I really don't know. So hopefully this weekend it will definitely happen. We're way more all over it than we were this past weekend, apparently.
All right, good luck. I hope it happens this weekend for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Tracy thinks that the virtual listener that called us Friday with the inheritance story was just a big BSer.
Really?
Yeah, because a couple of the numbers that she gave us don't work today. So she was BSing us. Just wanted to be on the radio.
Oh.
This was Casey on Friday, and he was very excited.
We are going in to have my first baby boy.
What is the game plan for you once you're in the delivery room? You're going to be checking things out, or are you going to be hiding behind the sheet?
I think I'm going to be all up in it, man. I think I'm ready to check it out. And I say that I might
be careful what you ask for.
Be face down on the floor, but.
All right, that was Casey on Friday. Hey, Casey.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey,
man.
How did it go, dude?
Still going.
Oh,
still going.
You're kidding.
I'm talking to you live from the lobby of Northside Hospital.
Oh, is that right? I've been there a couple times.
Is your wife in labor right now?
She is. Yeah, actually, by that last call, I had to excuse myself at the room because she had a couple big contractions there, and I know it's a family show, so I had to clear the room there for a second.
How long has she been in labor?
Well, what time is it now? She's coming up on 11 hours, something like that.
Oh, they were inducing this, right? So they knew exactly where it started and all. 11 hours.
And your producer called, and I got signed off on the wife. She's a huge Bird Show fan. She said, go ahead and do it.
Nice.
So, give them the update, but get your butt back in here.
Yeah, why don't you go back in there?
Go back. Good luck. Tell her good luck.
Good luck. Okay. And, you know, when things settle down, give us a call. Let us know everything went okay.
Will do, guys. Take care.
All right, man.
See you. Bye-bye.
Whoa, 11 hours.
He sounded tired.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what she sounds like.
She's beat. 11 hours of
you
doing
think
that.
No, speed thanks. It up. If he's been up all night, she could just hustle through that so he could get some sleep.
She could have been a little more courteous about the show. Yeah, and timed it better for us. What's the matter with her? She's not loyal.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I've got questions for parents here. It's only going to take a second, and I know it's really self-serving, and it's nothing groundbreaking or anything, but Jeff brought up something the other day that my wife and I have sort of been wondering about also, and we just don't know the answer to it. And mm-hmm. I'm hoping experienced parents do know.
Okay.
You know how I was telling you that story a couple of weeks ago, how Hollis and I were peeing in a bathroom stall together, and he made that mm-hmm. comment, and we all laughed about it. I'm curious, like, for parents, when do you stop, like, showering, and when do you stop, like, going to the bathroom with your kids? Now, we'll take him out of the whole equation. He's 3 years old, and he still needs help.
In what circumstances did I bring this up? Because I don't remember about showering with kids.
I was in the stall with Hollis.
Yeah.
And we were peeing at the same time because he had stage fright, and he turned to me, and he goes, that's the biggest penis in the world.
Yeah.
So I think it's more probably an opposite sex thing. Like, if you're a dad, when do you stop, like, showering or doing all that stuff with your daughters? Because it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, like, Wendy's looking like, what? Sons and moms and stuff are in showers together? Yeah.
I could see that more than dads and daughters.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it's odd.
Yeah,
I don't
it does
think
seem
it's odd up until a certain age, but you're right. There That's is a wondering. Cutting off point. But I think single parents have a bigger challenge, at least in going to the bathrooms or the stalls or whatever in public restrooms mm-hmm. together, because to me, if you're a single mom, you're not going to let your son go into a public restroom probably until he's a lot older. You know what I mean? If he can't go in there with a dad,
yeah, that's
he's
awkward
probably
also.
Going into the women's room. Because I see mothers with mm-hmm. their, you know, sons that seemingly seem a little too old to be in the women's restroom, but I always give them the pass because I'm like, if I was
There's
a single
else
mom
to
and
them.
There was no other option, I wouldn't let them go into a men's room by themselves. Mm-hmm.
Here's my question for parents, and I think it's probably like a mom to son and father to daughter question here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When do you stop showering with the kids? Or yeah, that's the question, because Stacy was taking showers with Hayden Hollis for a while, and it came to some point where she's like, you know what? It just doesn't seem right anymore. And it was sort of a guess. So I'm not exactly sure what that if mm-hmm. if your kids are giving you signs to make you know when it's not right anymore or not. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. Now, I don't even remember taking a shower with my mom.
As a child,
my dad wasn't a part of my cleaning experience.
Never. Oh, really? But
no, my dad was never. Uh-uh. No.
Didn't you say that as an adult, though, Myra will occasionally hop in the shower with you?
Even now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Good morning, Keith. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you, sir.
Hi.
Great American.
I have two boys, a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old girl, and then a 3-year-old boy. And my daughter, it was probably about 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once she understood body parts,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of when I said, okay, you know, honey, it's time that we separate.
Okay.
Was there one specific thing that she said to you, or just when she realized that mommy has different parts than daddy, that's when it was time to switch it up?
No, there was never one specific time. It was just, it was general, you know, because we had the boy and the girl. So they knew the differences already.
Mm-hmm.
And now she will not even shower with the boys at all.
Okay.
So the boys are separate, but they will shower with the mom, which is kind of funny. The boys with the mom.
The whole concept of this is so foreign to Wendy. She's like, I know it's a dad, and I know it's a young girl, but it still doesn't seem right to you.
No, I just think the mom-son thing or mom-daughter thing would is just that. I don't know. It just sounds odd to me to have a dad and daughter. It's just weird.
Even at age.
But it's just the way that you grew up.
Yeah.
You know, your dad didn't do that, so you think it's different.
Does it seem weird that mom would take shower with her son?
Mm-mm.
But it does seem weird that dad would take one with shower.
Yeah. It just seems.
But dads are more involved in parenting these days, and they're more involved in rearing the kids than they ever have been before, especially when we were growing up.
That's true. Just to me, that just seems icky.
Really?
I don't know. I guess maybe if it was a single dad, I would understand. But for me growing up, I don't know. It would just,
even at age like 3?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems it's just not how I grew up.
You're just thinking like a little girl seeing that is awkward for you.
It would have been maybe I wouldn't have probably remembered, but I don't know. It's just not how I grew up.
Here's Shakiva. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I think it is time for parents to stop taking showers or going to the bathroom with children of the opposite sex. When those children are able to recognize the differences in their body parts versus your body parts.
And what age is that, usually?
It might be different for each child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it usually happens at around 3.
Okay.
I have 5 children, and it has, the first two are 17 and 16 now. But when they were younger, they took a bath together. And then one day, I can't remember whether it was my son or my daughter, but they asked me, why does she have this and why do I have that? And I said, it's time to separate you.
Yep. Rather than explain, I'm just going to get you the hell away from each other. I don't want to deal with that question.
It's definitely around 3 where they start to realize that we're not all the same.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's funny. That's like a universal time.
So if you're in the shower with somebody who's like 2, aren't you, as a guy, constantly worried about accidentally peeing on him a little bit?
And I don't generally pee in the shower. I do that before I get in there. Do you pee in your shower all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like constantly, but
it happens.
Yeah.
You poop in there too?
Oh, gross.
I think it's just disgusting.
You just stomp on it on the drain, right?
It depends on if what kind of drain is in there.
Yeah, I just stomp.
Like if you're going to go to if you're going to pee, why can't you do it right before you get in the shower? I think that's really, that's heinous.
But why take the extra step? Why not just pee in the shower?
Because it's 3 feet. I mean, how lazy is that?
It all goes down the same drain.
Do you shower in your toilet?
No, but I just don't understand.
Why would you pee in your shower?
This is another conversation for another time, gentlemen.
You've seriously never pee in the shower?
I mean, I'm drunk probably, but for the most part, yeah. I mean, I know I got to go, so I go to the toilet first and then go to the shower.
Sometimes when I visit people, I pee in their shower. Just open the door.
Hey, Bonnie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hey.
I have to agree with the 3-year-old age. My son was in the shower with me around 3 and looked up and said, Mom, why do you not have a no-no? So, when they start noticing, it's time for them not to shower with you anymore.
Right, and there's usually like either an inappropriate grab or a word or a sentence that makes you think, okay, the last time that's going to happen.
Yep.
All right, Richard, what's going on?
Not much, man. How are you guys doing this morning?
Okay, sir.
All right, so try to imagine this. My 2-year-old, well, he's 3-year-old now, but 2-year-old at the time, loved to take baths with my wife, and she loved taking baths with him. Well, one time he was kind of tired and laid on top of her while they were in the tub, and the next thing he started thrusting up and down on her.
What?
Strange.
Oh. Pardon?
Yeah, so at that moment, she made the decision that no more baths at all with him.
I'd say so, but that's not like...
Yeah, it's about time.
Well, he didn't know
that'd be a sign.
He obviously didn't know what he was doing, right?
No, he's 2.
No,
yeah.
He was trying to replicate anything. It was just the fact that he did that. That was the eye-opener for her that, hey, you know...
He's not a baby anymore.
Yeah, you're like, I don't care what the reason is why you're doing that, but I just know that's the last time that's ever going to happen.
Fascinating. I wonder what a pediatrician would say that was.
I don't know.
So it's like 2 or it looks like 3 is like about the top off age right there.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Here is Todd real quick. You're on the Voice Disguiser. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I was just calling to say that I have 2 daughters, and I really didn't put an age on it, that they're comfortable with it, and it, as long as society, you know, doesn't put it in their heads that it's wrong, then, and they're not uncomfortable, and mom's not uncomfortable, then I don't, we as a family don't see it as anything bad.
So you're obviously doing something a little bit more unorthodox. So how old were your daughters when you stopped taking showers with them?
Probably about 7, 8.
7, really?
I have a friend who grew up with a European dad, and he always walked around the house naked. Still does. Like, there was just less concerns about nudity in their house.
It's Europeans.
Showering? But I think it's different showering than just to see
than walking around.
A flash.
Just walking around.
Right up there close. Okay. All right, Todd, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yeah, you won't find a lot of men that have 7-year-old daughters that are still showering. That doesn't happen.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, let's bring producer Joanna in here for just a second. Producer Joanna now has been planning her wedding for how long?
Since February.
Since February.
It's like 4 months.
I wish we could somehow reverse the show to February and take us back to that day where you came in and how excited you were about being engaged and you couldn't wait to go through the whole process of planning a wedding and how this was going to be a beautiful, magical day. Because today it's going to be a little bit different.
Like, you've seen the slowly deteriorating, like, excitement.
The progression.
If you could do like a timeline and how like my face gets sadder and sadder every day.
Poor thing.
Exhaustion?
She's just cold.
I don't know what it is, you know? I don't know what it is. I'm still excited about marrying Jason, but I'm not really excited about the whole planning thing.
Here's a question to ask here. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. Like, is this pretty common to where at some point or another in your wedding plans, you just start losing interest in the whole thing? Like, maybe the bubble has sort of been burst. That, and remember, this is Joanna's first wedding, so this has all got to be perfect, because this is it. The rest of the life doesn't matter. It's about this day. And is it pretty common that you just sort of get fatigued in all of the planning and small details and having to placate to everybody?
I want to ask Joanna, what was the first thing I told you when you got engaged and you were setting the date?
That it was too far away and that I was going to get exhausted with the planning.
Because it is very far away. Because Joanna got engaged in the winter in February and she wants a springtime wedding. So I totally get that. Brides want to get married in the season that they want to get married in. You totally get that. But that means it's over a year of an engagement. And it just gets sort of like this lull in the meantime. And then you're just kind of ready to get there. Because at first, you're so excited and you're making all these big plans. And then there's really not a whole lot to do for a long time until the very end. And then it'll get busy in the months before you actually get married. But that lull time in between, you sort of feel like you're stuck in limbo. And I think it's also because you and Jason aren't going to be living together until you get married.
Right.
So you're just like ready for your life to start, but you've got this long engagement still ahead of you that's just frustrating.
But it's all the other little details. It's like, what are your wedding colors going to be? I'm like, I don't know. Well, what kind of flowers do you want? Well, I don't know. Well, what are the bridesmaids' dresses going to look like? I don't know. I don't care. Like, I mean, honestly, I don't care.
At one point, did you care about all that stuff?
No, I don't think I did. And then I'm kind of like being bombarded by my bridesmaids because I've got 9 of them and I should have probably only had 2 because all 9 of them keep asking me like, well, when are we going to go look for bridesmaids' dresses? I'm like, we have like over a year. I don't know.
As a general rule, are the bridesmaids more excited about the wedding than the bride, or at least in your case?
Well, in my case, they are, and they keep asking me about the dress.
Because they have the opportunity to be a part of Joanna's world, and anybody in the way Joanna, of course they're excited. I'm Joanna.
Duh.
Here's Amanda. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Hey, Joanna. I just wanted to say I am right where you are. I am so tired of planning, but then I start feeling bad because I get this great day, and I'm like, why am I complaining? But still, it's like you just want to be married by now, you know?
Yes. Yes. I think that's what it is. And then Jason's the one who keeps reminding me. He's like, well, you know, we have a checklist. You know, we need to start going down the checklist. We need to start sending out save the dates. And I'm like, well, then you do it because I don't
watch Jason become a bridezilla.
We've talked to women that have dudes that are bridezillas.
Yeah.
Katy
Perry.
Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here is Heidi. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Joanna, like the other caller said, you're definitely not alone. I'm getting married in October, and if I could reset the clock, I would elope. Completely and totally 100% elope and just get it over with.
Have you considered moving your date up? Make a plan.
No, it's too late at this point because we've already put some all the deposits and stuff down, and there's just no way to make it happen sooner. But I think our situation is also different because we've just had like a crap engagement. Like every bad thing that could happen did. But I am October 7th. Can't get here soon enough. I'm totally ready for it to just be here and be over with and be sitting on the beach with a drink in my hand.
You want to take Wendy's suggestion and move that thing up?
Well, yeah. I'm with the caller. I can't because I have a lot of family that I need to move in, and I need that time to save up to fly my family in from South America, which is why another reason why it was so far away is because we're paying for the wedding ourselves. We need this time to save, put away money. To fly everybody into the wedding.
When are women going to get it? I mean, I think guys got the message for you guys now. I mean, because I hear conflicting messages, okay? The conflicting message is, this is the most important, beautiful day of my life. It has to be perfect. But then the reality of it is, I hear way more potential or future brides complaining about the wedding than I do saying that they're actually enjoying the whole process.
It's overwhelming. There's just there's a lot to do. And sometimes, you know, with anyone, when you get do you guys ever do this in even if it's whatever to-do list it is, whether it's a work to-do list or a home renovation project to-do list or whatever it is that you've got, if you feel so overwhelmed, you're almost like paralyzed, you can't do anything. You're like, I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch reruns of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That's the worst.
I can't get anything done because there's too much to do. You know, I feel like that with like, you know, piles of to-do lists that stack up at home or whatever. It's the same thing with planning your wedding. You're like, it can be just really, really overwhelming, and you can kind of feel paralysis in amongst that to-do list.
Here's Emily. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Yes, I was going to tell Joanna, do not elope. It is not worth it. And yes, it's stressful, but the truth is, it's your one wedding, hopefully, and you want to make the best of it. And as stressful as it is, just piece it out, you know, one thing at a time. Let your fiance help out with it. I went through a phase where I like made my fiance do everything and kind of, you know, checked out for a little bit, and then I checked back in and he checked out. So just try to enjoy it, but don't elope because this is your one wedding.
Is it possible to even do that? Like break it up? Like you say, okay, Jason, you got the next 4 weeks, man. Here's what you need to cover.
I think so. If I give him a list, he's really good at crossing off things off the list. But it also doesn't help that I'm really bad at being really excited about a project and then giving up halfway through it. So that doesn't help either with this, because I'm really excited.
This is a pattern of behavior for you.
Yes. I'm really bad. I think I'm hitting that, all right, I'm giving up on this, but I can't. You have to finish. Like, this is something you have to finish.
No, you don't. Like, why do you have to finish it? Like, why can't there be centerpieces on the table, but no little novelty, little things of M&Ms with your initials on them? You don't need those. Details.
Mm-hmm. Paper plates. As long as
paper plates are fine. Tablecloths, not necessary.
Plastic silverware.
Nobody would judge that.
No.
Of course.
Nobody would judge
that. It doesn't matter what they think.
And that's what the day is about.
Yeah, this is Joanna's day.
Leslie, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I was just wanted to tell Joanna, I try to do one thing a week. I'm actually having two weddings. I'm an older bride, and this is my first wedding. I'm 40 years old, and we're having a beach wedding in September, just very small, intimate, but then my parents are elderly, and my father cried because I'm his only daughter, and he cried when he found out he wasn't going to be able to get me away. So now we're having a whole huge thing here a month later, and you don't realize when you're planning a wedding how much it just snowballs out of control. So I was just going to tell Joanna, just take a deep breath, and I just try to do one thing a week. And in having the support of your fiancé and friends really helps, too.
Let's talk to one virtual listener that actually pushed the wedding back because she was feeling the same way you were. She's like, screw it. Let's just move it back.
You don't need to move it back.
Yeah, right.
It's already back.
We'll move it up.
I'll never get married.
Maybe she moved it up. Nicole, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Yes. Hi, good morning. Yeah, I actually planned for my wedding to be on October 10th of 2010. Mm-hmm. But I put everything off because I was like, you know, it's okay. I can get a vendor. I can get a venue, and it'll be fine. But then I realized I have less than 80 days to get everything done. So we actually had to push the date back because I got too overwhelmed with the checklist, and now I'm being bombarded with everything.
Is that right?
I don't even have a dress.
See, you're like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Well, it's not, I mean, everybody says it's about just about the two of you and everything, but a wedding is really a performance. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're there performing for a crowd of people. It's the truth, and that's why it's so overwhelming because all the details have to be planned and set and done.
Right.
But I do think that the way that, like, for instance, my parents, their wedding photos got destroyed in a flood, unfortunately, so I never got to see them.
Oh, that sucks.
But, like, Katie goes to her parents' wedding album and stuff. So if you think about it, one little motivating factor, if you plan to have a family, sometimes it's cool for the kids to be able to see the wedding photos.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that might be something in your mind. Okay, you know what? I'm doing this for the future.
You're on The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Hi, Jen Hobby, explain what The Burt Show's Adult Back to School is.
Well, we basically deemed today Adult Back to School Day because we don't want kids to have all the fun. They get to go back to school shopping for new clothes and new school supplies and backpacks and lunchboxes. And it just seemed like so much fun. So we were talking about it in one of our meetings the other week, and we all got very excited about back to school and how much fun it used to be and how the new pencils smelled and how it was cool to take the new notebooks out and all of our favorite things from the, back in the day. So we decided today would be back to school day for adults and that we would beat the kids to the punch.
And we're going to take pictures of these outfits and stuff, and Wendy did hers earlier and it looks great, and now it's Melissa's turn.
So yesterday, hold on, let me take my backpack off.
Oh, that's your backpack.
Yes, but it has a little strap in the front so it doesn't fall off the little girl. So anyway, so I went to Target yesterday. It's my little tink.
Oh, there you go. Now I got you.
That's cute.
So I decided when I was walking through, I was gonna do high school back to school, but then I noticed there's so many things that are still for sale today that were for sale when I was in elementary school. Okay? So this is my display of the things that were still on sale back in the 70s that are on sale in 2010.
Wow.
Tinkerbell, yes. Of course we had Tinkerbell. So I have my Tinkerbell backpack.
That thing is top notch
too,
man.
That's sparkly. Fancy.
And then I have my strawberry shortcake, because you always have to have a new toy to take to school too. So I have my little strawberry shortcake, which again
was sold
in 1977. All right, let's see. I've got my Hello Kitty notebook.
She does.
Everybody,
smell good.
See,
that's nice. Awesome.
Hello Kitty, yes, back in the 70s.
The enthusiasm Melissa has for this is like nothing more
I've ever
seen on the show.
I disagree with you. I felt the same way yesterday. I saw it in Wendy's eyes today.
I mean,
also,
I
was really excited about this.
I have my backpack too.
Yes. It was really fun.
My spiral notebook. I had to get something rainbow, but this is very 70s looking. It says love with a rainbow on it, and then two more things here in my little pouch. couple more things in my pouch. When I was in elementary school, they sold triangular crayons. Do you remember these?
Yes.
So they don't roll off the desk.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
Triangle crayons. Yes.
Very fun. What are you going to color?
I don't know. I didn't get a coloring. Mommy wouldn't let me get a coloring book. Then I got my first pencils, the big fat yeah. pencils.
Did you went old school all the way?
I'm telling you, because it was, everything is still on sale that was on sale when I was a kid. That's then I got my Mickey Mouse stickers. I got my Care Bear stickers, because stickers are very important.
Care Bears were huge and when I was little.
Finally, I got my Sesame Street t-shirt. Okay,
very
Sesame
nice.
Street
very
when
cute.
I was a kid. It's all up. The characters, and it says that all my homies are from the street. So there you go. So those are my back-to-school stuff. I did the elementary school thing.
All of our pictures of our back-to-school, our adult back-to-school clothes and all the new accessories that we got are going to be up online later on today at theburtshow.com. You did a good job there,
Thanks.
Mr. Carter.
Thanks.
All pictures
oh,
online.
Oh, I forgot my... Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Hold on.
You got one more.
My lunchbox.
Darth Vader lunchbox.
And that also from the 70s.
I think your lunchbox really did put you in a clique very early in life.
Yes, I do.
Really?
It was very important.
It was very, very important. Like the guys that were coming with the Star Wars lunchbox and stuff, they were just, you immediately have like a group acceptance.
See, I couldn't get away with that as a kid because Star Wars was all what the boys got.
The boys
so
took.
I got something like, I don't know what I had.
I had My Little Pony.
You had a strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake.
Rainbow
yeah,
Bright. Some
Rainbow
crap.
Bright, something like that. But see, now that I have the freedom and Millie Pete's not around, I got me a Darth Vader lunchbox.
I used to get the lunchboxes and they had like the two silver clips on it, and inevitably, like 3 weeks into the school year, one of the clips would bust off, so you'd have to brown bag it the rest of the
yeah.
year. It was fun shopping like that, though, yesterday.
It was,
so it was
much
exciting.
Fun. All my school supplies that I'll never use, but I love them. It's great.
This is The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.